Good morning. How's everyone? So you can come with me. You can come stand here with me. That's fine. Good. Good. So how many of you, show me your hands, how many of you are American citizens? All of you are American citizens. Prove it. How can you prove to me that you're an American citizen? Be like my son. One day my son said to me, "Dad, it's because I speak American." Does that prove that you're an American citizen? Owen? Huh? You live in America, okay. But there is a way that you can prove it. Go home and ask Mom and Dad to show your birth certificate. It'll prove that you're an American citizen. But then also, you could go to a place and buy one of these. Now, this costs about $100. How many of you have $100? All of you rich farmers, I know that. Look at all these rich farmers. Yeah, you could go and buy, this is called a passport. This is my old passport. It's no good. That's why it's got the holes in it. I have a newer passport. Now, this proves that you're an American citizen. But you have to buy this book. You have to buy this passport. Like you said, it costs about $100. And this will prove that you're an American citizen. But how can you prove now, let me put that there. You want to hold this for me? You want to hold it? There you go. Very good. How can you prove that you're a citizen of the kingdom of God? How many of you can prove that you're a Christian? What can you show me? That you come to church and you were baptized. How do I know, Owen, that you were baptized, though? How can you show me? How can you prove it? Remember last week, Justin showed you this. It's a certificate of baptism. And this proves that you're a citizen of the kingdom of God, that you are a baptized child, and that you belong to Him, that you are a member of the kingdom of God. How much did this paper cost you? How much did this cost you? Nothing. That's actually the right answer, but it cost you nothing, but it cost someone else his very life. And who would that be? Jesus. Because Jesus died on the cross for you, and because He shed His holy blood for you, you can rest assured that your sins are forgiven, and then when you are baptized, you are put to death with Jesus, and then you are raised to newness of life. And that makes you a kingdom of God. So in this life, sometimes we like to forget. We like to forget this sometimes. But when we go on a trip, and you can show them the passport, show them the passport. When you go on a trip, you've got to have one of these. But to go on the ultimate trip, you have to have one of these. And the ultimate trip is your trip into heaven. And this will show everyone that you're a Christian, that you are a king, that you are a member of the kingdom of God. And remember, you cannot buy this. You cannot buy this. You have to buy that, but you can't buy this, because this was already purchased for you. Purchased for you by the blood of the Lamb. And that's the importance of your baptism. And that's the importance of the epistle lesson that your moms and dads and grandpa and grandmas and aunts and uncles will hear today. The importance of what we'll hear today is all about what Jesus has done before and what He has done after. So with that, let's fold our hands. Here you go. I'll take that. Thank you so much for your help. Let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for being my Savior. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for buying my kingdom, buying the kingdom for me, and buying me to be Your child, to live in Your kingdom. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for all that You continue to do for me. For as I hear Your word, I believe that You are my Savior, and that You are now present with us to teach us and to sanctify us, to set us apart, to show us and tell us that, yes, we truly are Your children. And all the children said,
Amen.